Well, good morning, everyone. We are at the area that has been affected by the tornado a few days ago. We are effectively doing a clean sweep in this particular area. We do clean sweeps all throughout the city of Buffalo. We were actually planned in this particular area, talking with the mayor and his office and talking with the councilman of the district. We felt the need to make sure that we modified our clean sweep and made sure that we're here. Part of doing a clean sweep is that we have comprehensive teams going door to door, doing specific outreach in this particular community. We have city crews that are out here, public works. We have Buffalo police officers who are community police officers, and also city inspectors, really a comprehensive engagement team, making assessments, but also talking to people. And we added additional crews here, American Red Cross, and I'll let the mayor talk about the additional crews that are out here too. But just very happy to be out here. Seeing a lot of people, talking to people, and really kind of just making assessments here. Let me turn this over to the mayor of the city of Buffalo, Mayor Brown.
Thank you very much. As Oswaldo Mestre said, Oswaldo is the executive director of the Division of Citizen Services and one of my senior advisors. We're here with Fillmore District Council member Mitch Nowakowski. This is the lower west side of Buffalo, the Fillmore Council District. This was the area impacted by the tornado a couple of days ago. This essentially where we are is ground zero for where the tornado passed through. We are doing a clean sweep, as you heard. This clean sweep was planned before the tornado. We work with the council members on the clean sweeps, on making the decision for where the clean sweeps will go. We do them all across the city of Buffalo, and we go into areas that are experiencing some challenges in the city. We know that there is a lot of debris that came down in this neighborhood. Because of the clean sweep, we'll be taking some of that debris out today, which is very important. We're also doing a special tornado debris pickup, which will start Friday. City crews will be back out here on Monday, and we'll work throughout next week removing any storm-related debris from this neighborhood. Trees came down. Trees had to be removed. People's personal items, maybe chairs, picnic tables, benches, damage, a lot of damage in the area, things that have to be removed now from the area. We want to thank the American Red Cross for joining us on the clean sweep, Best Self Behavioral Health for joining us on the clean sweep. We do have our normal clean sweep partners that are out here with us, the various city departments. We also have the Erie County Department of Mental Health. I want to thank County Executive Mark Polenkars. We usually have county agencies that are with us on the clean sweeps. It's special having the Department of Mental Health out with us today. And on the day of the tornado, the county executive and I worked together with city and county crews surveying the damage. So I want to thank him for that. Also want to recognize Governor Kathy Hochul, who has offered assistance. They're working out here.
That's a clean sweep for you, right?
Again, like I was saying, a lot of debris. We're removing as much debris today on the clean sweep from the neighborhood as we can. We know that people will have more debris. We're going to have a special debris pickup starting on Friday. People can put items out that were damaged during the storm, tree debris that they might have in their backyards from the storm. They can put that to the curbside, and the Department of Public Works will pick those items up. We also have people going door to door in the neighborhood just trying to assess needs that residents that live in the Fillmore Council District in the lower west side of Buffalo might have. I want to recognize Councilmember Nowakowski. He lives in this immediate area. The council member was out talking to neighbors, working with neighbors in the aftermath of the tornado. Doing this work in our neighborhood certainly is a partnership between the administration and the council. It's now my pleasure to turn things over to Fillmore District Councilmember Mitch Nowakowski.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to thank the mayor, first of all, because when I initially came here on scene in my own neighborhood, I thought that the cleanup was almost insurmountable because of the sheer amount of debris and the large scale of trees. In a scale of about 7 hours, our emergency response was superior. And things were cleaned up, people started to feel safe, roads were passable, and the immediate hazards of lines down were gone. And that's what municipal government is. It's nuts and bolts. It's making sure that we're taking care of the health and safety of our residents. And so I really want to thank DPW crews, first responders, and every single person that came here to help respond to the West Side and to the West Village Historic District. A lot of these are some of the oldest homes that we have here in the city of Buffalo, and they seem to be the ones that kept the strongest the most. And the tornado really went up Carolina to Tupper and stayed in one serious area where it moved northbound, and it dissipated as the buildings grew more denser. But Johnson Park was also greatly affected, but our response was really great in cleaning up. And I just want to urge my constituents that we will be able to pick up that debris. I understand that chimneys may have come down, patio furniture, refuse from their garbage cans, you name it. But to please get it to the curb starting Friday, crews will be picking it up. Please feel free to call 311 to notify, to say what locations need to be picked up, or you could call my office at 851-41338 so that we can also help connect you to make sure that we're getting all the information to be able to respond and to pick up all this refuse together. And if you're looking to help out in this neighborhood, sometimes we're going to need some volunteers to help get the refuse from people's houses and their properties to the public right-of-way, because the city can't go on someone's property. But this is really City Hall working hard and at its finest to get things done for the West Village Historic District. And a lot of what's happening here right now in the clean sweep is just to make sure that people are okay. So when you face an emergency, you're trying to process it after. And once you process it after, it's nice to know that everyone in the community has your back. So I want to thank the Director of Citizen Services and the Mayor of Buffalo for working swiftly to help take care of my district. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember. We also have to recognize emergency first responders, police, fire, Department of Public Works. They were out instantly when the tornado hit, helping people, removing debris. As the council member said, we were able to get streets opened up in less than 24 hours. About 50 trees in this immediate area were damaged from the storm. Unfortunately, about 25 of those trees have to be removed. That's a lot of tree removal in a pretty small area of the community. We are very fortunate that there were no fatalities, that there were no injuries from a storm of this magnitude. 90-mile-an-hour winds came through this area of the city of Buffalo. So for there to be no injuries, we're very fortunate. Again, as we've said, on Friday, we want people to start putting any storm-related debris to the curb. On Monday, city crews will start picking up that debris. We'll do that removal for the remainder of next week. Today, because of the clean sweep, we're taking as much debris out as we can right now. So hopefully when Friday rolls around, people won't have that much. But as Council Member Nowakowski said, there are a lot of seniors that live in this area as well. And some of those senior citizens might need assistance in getting their debris to the curbside. That's one of the things that we are assessing as we go door to door with this clean sweep, trying to determine what help people need. Again, we have the Red Cross with us. We have Best Self Behavioral Health that are with us today. We have the Erie County Department of Mental Health. It's very interesting that one of the Red Cross lead people, his name is Blaze. Blaze is out here with us and on the case. So we will get this neighborhood cleaned up, and we will provide the services that our residents need here on the Lower West Side of Buffalo. With that, we're going to open up to questions that the members of the media might have on topic.
Mayor, any update on the buildings, houses that were worst damaged?
Yeah, we do have an update. We were able to get damage estimates from four of the most severely damaged buildings, which also happen to be some of the largest buildings. The estimates for just those four buildings alone is $2.5 million in damage. So we know that the storm damage in this immediate area, the impacted area, will be in the millions of dollars. I want to thank U.S. Senator Charles Schumer for reaching out to my office. Senator Schumer has committed to looking into every avenue of federal support for the city of Buffalo and for this community in particular. Senator Schumer is one of the most effective members of the United States Congress, so we're very thankful that he's going to see if there are funds available to assist people who have sustained damage, both businesses and residents.
Any word on whether it may have to be, I don't know, condemned or taken down, or any idea?
It looks at this point, even though some properties have sustained significant damage, that the properties will be repairable. Temporarily, the Division of Permits and Inspection Services put notices to vacate two buildings to make sure that the occupants of those buildings were safe. In one case, the insurance adjuster was already out. Repairs have already started. People are able to rehab it, that building. So people are working very quickly to return to normal in this immediate area. We know that in some cases, insurance might not cover everybody's losses, and that's why the assistance from Senator Schumer is so critically important to see if there are other resources that the federal government can provide to assist people.